Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. It's Jill and Kim, one harmonic whole. Today, Jill and I were doing a lot of talking, a lot of in-depth stuff, going this way, that way, and then I stopped, I sat down, I just listened, and I started laughing because we're getting too heady. We are going this way, this way. Everybody's head is just so full of, say, either ideas. We're getting so not conflicted. That's not the right word, but we're getting a lot of information. A lot of
Yeah.
information coming into the head, and it's just like, well, I can go here, I can go there, I could do this, I could do that. And it's just like things aren't becoming clear, like you're asking them to be clear. We're getting too heady.
Yeah, the headiness is like it's muddying the waters.
Yeah.
And that's why there's a struggle, if you will, for clarity, because, well, when there's that much mental activity, right?
Yep.
So we're moving from our heads, going a little bit more into our bodies, into the chest area.
Yep. Having to take those deep breaths today are, I see like a moi, like they're putting their fingers up to the mouth and they're going moi, like a big old kiss with the whew, yep.
Is that like just loving what's here right now?
Gosh,
Like, I love this, whatever it is, even if it's something you're not thrilled about, it's like it's still life. There's an exhilaration to life.
So, there's every day we get physical things ticked up. It's whether it gets to the point where it gets more annoying, whether it gets into the pain realm, but every day we have an experience where our physical body is like, ooh, I don't really care for that. Oh, on some level, and it might be super tiny, but it happens. And what I'm hearing is people are getting very heady. I was trying to overthink, trying to find the root cause. Like, what's the root cause? This and that. Well, it could be this. Oh, that happened to this person, so that might be happening to me. Like, oh, I was around that person, or thinking about this person, and then I have this experience. Like, our brains are trying to go all over the place to try and find the root cause, and they're like, it's just you. It's just you.
Like I've like, oh my gosh, like queen of that, queen of in my head, figuring stuff out, chasing this down, chasing that down. You know, I just see like who those like, I don't know, circus performers, whatever, spinning plates on sticks. Spinning, spinning, spinning. Okay, figure this out, figure this out, figure this out. And in the end, it's like there's so many things going on. There is a level of us of really deep like acceptance to, you know, I may not know everything that's going on, but here I am, and how can I have that, you know, exuberance or exhilaration for being here, whether or not, you know, I love everything that's happening. And I shouldn't even use the word love, because we can love it. It should be more along the lines whether or not I'm judging what's happening as I like it or don't like it. Like, for some reason, I had a vision come into my head of, okay, when we see someone sitting in a meditative posture, right? Their legs crossed, their hands open, and they're just very still, very meditative. We tend to judge that in the sense of, if we're just like gauging the meditativeness of it, we judge that they're perfectly peaceful, calm, whatever. Well, what's really going on is they're training themselves to not be swept away by the physical discomfort, by this thing they're judging that they don't. That's what they're doing. That's how they're maintaining peace and calm. They're just not getting pulled away to all these spinning plates. And that's what we need
They're
to do
not.
today, I think, is come back to that inner calm. that center in our body. And I keep going to like the body, the mass from our lungs, right, to our stomach is really important today for some reason. Like be in that part of our bodies.
Yep. Ooh. Yeah. Lots of yawns with this one.
I was going to say, we always know we hit a good message when Kim just yawns and yawns.
Yep.
Lots of energy moving for everyone.
Yeah. Ooh. So.
Very good.
Yep. It's like, here we acknowledge the headspace. We acknowledge that it's looking all around. And, this is funny. They're saying just put your head in your chest.
Oh.
Imagine just burying your head in your chest and looking inside there and just watching your lungs expand and then contract and expand and contract. They're like, focus on that or pull up a image of on YouTube or wherever and look at lungs just going open and closing and just follow with it.
Yeah.
Like just pick on it and focus on it or focus on watching a heartbeat and just get mesmerized by it. It's almost like they're showing me hypnotic type things. Okay, when you were talking about the bowl spinning on a plate, they're like, that's just, and it's spinning, spinning, spinning. And they're like, yeah, that's just overwhelming. And that could be also hypnotic, but they're not using it as hypnotic. They need to pull in a visualization into like, okay, I'm just watching the lungs in and out, or I'm watching the heartbeat. And I just sit and watch it and get inquisitive on how the heart functions. Get inquisitive on how the lungs expand and contract. Start asking questions on that. It brings you away from all the other noise in the head.
Perfect. Ooh. I just feel so calm. I feel so calm. Things have quieted a lot in my head, just as we've had the last few minutes of conversation here. So I really hope that's happening for everyone who's listening and continues to happen for all of us today, that quieting of that mental chatter. It was getting a little overwhelming.
It was. Yeah.
It was really loud. I didn't realize it until we did this and it started to quiet down. It's like, wow, that was really loud.
Yeah. Because, we're trying to give. Like, Jill and I love to give to you, to everybody that's listening. And we're trying to find out what is the best information that we possibly can give to you in today. And we got very overwhelmed in all the ideas and the thoughts and the message was literally right in front of our face the whole entire time. Wow. And that's what's happening to everybody. The message is in front of your face. Let me just stop. Whew. This is crazy. I like it. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, Kim. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Until next time.